approval as amended?
No, we haven't amended anything.
But we need to do reconsideration and amend that.
We're on a fresh slate. So with a fresh slate, what is it you'd like?
Mr. Chair, would you like me to read the item into the record? Item number 22 from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2013 appropriation transfer packet for the January 2014 cycle.
Well, that was 14, but we're back to 13, are we
not? What was the item that we pulled out? Separate
B2.
Consideration.
B2.
In the first one? It was
2013.
B2. It sounds like a bingo game.
Okay.
That was the 7 and the 7.5.
All right, so we approved the packet with B2 as a separate item. And
so
that's
going on now, B2.
It's a fresh slate.
Yeah, sure.
I know what's going on.
Don't you want?
Well, we want to put the 500,000 back in.
Yeah.
Don't you want 3.5?
Contingency.
Right.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I ask for some guidance here? Are we able to take the $3.5 million from the 2013 contingency? Can we amend the item to take the full amount from the 2013 contingency to fully fund outstanding bills and those in progress?
Good question.
Excellent.
Who are you asking?
Administration for Fudge.
Mr. Fudge?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the Comptroller can correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, the $3.5 million that was taken from the 2014 contingency fund is either entirely or largely for expenditures that will be realized in 2014. And for that reason, I don't believe that you could take it out of the 2013 contingency fund without carrying those taking action to carry those funds into 2014. Basically rolling it over the same way we did the park surplus, for instance, carrying it over into 2014.
Can you utilize funds from the debt service reserve?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I believe, yes, that is one alternative, is that you could utilize funds from the debt service reserve to free up tax levy in the debt service budget that could then be used to pay these bills as well, without touching the contingency fund.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Fudge, in the contingency fund for 2013, you said it was $5.8 million plus. So what's the difference between taking 500 and 3.5 if it's there?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the 500,000, there's 500,000 outstanding 2013 costs. So you could then take that $500,000 out of the 2013 contingency fund as opposed to 2014, which was just
old.
Done.
Okay.
Correct.
Because it's old. Okay. All right.
Okay, what is the pleasure of the committee?
This is what I propose. How much, I want to get this clarified. Do we owe $500,000 or do we owe $1 million? Because right now, currently, what do we owe the restoration company?
Mr. Tyler.
For 2013, since we received the $3.5 million check, we will owe $500,000 once that check gets deposited and we pay Universal. $500,000.
Okay. And we'll be current?
Through 2013.
Okay, it's 2014 now, just January. Do we owe any money for 2014?
That's correct.
Do we?
We owe money that on work that has been done for the month of January.
How much is that?
I don't know the specifics, but what we requested for 2014 was $3 million that would take us from the 1st of January through the end of March. So as each day goes by, we're expending that money.
Okay. Would you ask the restoration gentleman how much do we owe right now up to January?
Mr. Chair, I'll look and see, but I don't think he'll be able to tell you specifically what we owe through this day because they invoice on a periodic basis.
Okay.
Is that correct? You don't know in January.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Tyler.
What?
Supervisor Lipscomb?
If the perhaps the comptroller can come up. It's my understanding, and I think consistent with what Mr. Fudge said, that we could take the full $3.5 million from the 2013 contingency. The only issue is that you then need to carry it forward, which is carry it over, which is the same thing we did on a previous item relative to the Parks Department and carry it over. So I'm not quite sure how I propose that, but that would be my proposed amendment here. I'm not sure what packet I'm supposed to be looking at again.
Mr. Mansky?
We're on reconsideration of 22.
I know the item we're on. I just don't know what packet I would even reference to.
Mr. Mansky or Mr. Fudge?
B2 was the packet from 22.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that's correct. Based on the updated packet that was emailed out, it would be B2 on item number 22.
And we can carry forward 3.5.
Correct.
Perhaps, Mr. Chair, the way to do this is to have our brain trust discuss this and have it ready for us. Special meeting on Thursday morning prior to the full board so that we can perhaps have a fresh mind on this and finish this reconsideration of item 22 at that time.
Put that in
makes a lot of sense
motion.
To me. Yeah. That's my motion. Moving this to a special item 22 reconsideration to a special meeting Thursday morning at 8:30.
Items 22 and item and
reconsideration of item 22 and potentially moving forward the contingency fund from 2013, so we're not going to be so skated in on 2014 contingency.
So
by then, as you suggested, Supervisor Jersey, the brain trust could have gotten the figures together, would have gotten the figures
and
together.
And can give us good advice
and
on
give
the
us
procedure.
Clear, clean and clear advice.
Exactly.
And documents.
Also a good idea.
22 and 23.
There's a motion.
I move layover of the reconsidered item number 22 to a special meeting for Thursday morning, 8:30.
And 23.
We've done 23 already. And 23. That's fine. 22 and 23.
Supervisor Jersey moves layover of items 22 and 23. Item 22 for reconsideration to our special meeting at 8:30 on board day, February 5th.
And I don't want to pay him what we owe, man.
February 6th.
Is it 6th?
February
6th. 6th, February 6th. Pardon me.
Mr. Chair, can I read item 23 into the record?
Yes, please.
We're voting on that.
Please.
Item 23 from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2014 appropriation transfer packet for the January 2014 cycle.
We have a, thank you, Madam Clerk. We have a motion for layover for items 22 and items 23 to a special meeting on board day February 6th at 8:45.
It takes us forever to discuss this.
8:45. Any questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Collins.
Perhaps given the advance notice of that, maybe as a chair you could request the county executive to come to that meeting and give us an update and give us his recommendations. It would be nice to hear from him.
Is Dr. Colton here? Anyone from the administration here?
Mr. Vila? Oh, Vila. We're putting out fires.
No? Okay, well. That's a suggestion. Maybe he will make himself available. His director of administrative services is here, and he's heard your request, Supervisor Cohen. Madam Clerk, would you please, on the motion by Supervisor Jersey to lay over until February 6th at 8:30, special meeting on the 8:45 of the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir, and ma'am, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
No.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to lay over items number 22 and 23 to a special meeting scheduled for Thursday, February 6th at 8:45 prevails.
Thank you very much.